What could be the reason that he strongly affirms and assures here when he didn't do so regarding any of the previous ones? Perhaps because this was older and less known, while concerning those other facts, his care for the churches and everything else, they were themselves aware. See then how intense the war was, to the extent that the city was guarded because of him. And when I mention this war, I'm referring to Paul's fervor. For if not for his intense convictions, the governor wouldn't have been inflamed to such extreme madness. These instances are typical of an apostolic soul, to endure great difficulties and yet never sway, but to bravely endure whatever happens, to not actively seek out dangers or rush into them. Notice, for example, here, how he was willing to avoid the siege by being let down through a window in a basket. Even though he was eager to depart from here, he was still deeply committed to the salvation of mankind, and that's why he often used strategies like this, preserving himself for preaching, and he was not opposed to using even human strategies when necessary, showing how careful and vigilant he was. When faced with inevitable hardships, he only needed grace, but where the challenge was manageable, he would also come up with many solutions, always giving all credit to God. And just like an unquenchable spark, if it fell into the sea, would get engulfed by numerous waves, but would still resurface, shining even brighter. In the same way, the blessed Paul would be overwhelmed by dangers at times, and then again, having navigated through them, would appear even more luminous, prevailing through the endurance of harm.